Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got another great show for you guys. We've got a triple header this week. My God, we just can't wait to bring you the best guests we can. And a real quick thank you to actor Keith Coogan, who was on with us last Thursday. What a great time we had. If you guys want to listen back, please do. And also go to KeithCoogan.com to find out where he'll be and where you can get more information. But tonight, my favorite nights is music. So we've got with us, I don't even want to say up and coming because he's been playing for a while and his stuff is just great. So let's welcome to the show blues rock guitarist, singer, songwriter, vocalist. I mean, he's everything and great. Clay Melton, and welcome to the show, Mr. Clay Melton. Hi, Clay. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for coming. I can't believe it. I'm happy. I mean, I love the music. I can't wait to share a couple of songs with our audience, if that's okay with you. I'm sure it is.
Always, yes.
Yeah, so are you in Texas?
Yeah, I'm home right now in Houston, Texas.
And you are, I hate to bring up age, but you are a mere 27 years old, and you've been performing live for 14 years. So you've been playing at bars and everything since you were like 13. How did you manage that? I guess it's different down there, right?
I mean, Texas is its own thing, that's for sure. But
the music scene down there is really kicking.
It's rich, you know, and I'm thankful, especially for growing up in Houston specifically, the first scenes and jams I went to, my, you know, dad drove me there and stayed with me so, you know, I could be in the club and because it was as far as, but Houston had and still has just a rich, not only music history, but music community. And I learned a lot of lessons from mentors that were really welcoming, but I'm thankful that they were also very straight up with me, you know,
right.
And taught me some, like, you know, like just how to listen, when to shut up on stage, you know.
Well, you started young, so you really, you know, you were there just to have fun and play. And like you said, you got a lesson out of it, too, which is great. And you probably learned from some amazing musicians. I mean, who is your favorite? I hate to ask these stupid questions. Who was your favorite blues musician growing up?
Blues, that is such a, there's so many favorites.
I know.
For
that's why I
different
said stupid.
Reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So for perspective, it's a relevant question. The impetus or like the kickstart for me was hearing Hendrix's version of All Along the Watchtower.
Mm-hmm.
And around about that time, I hadn't started playing guitar yet. I was riding my dad's truck with him when I was 10. And when I heard that solo, I was just became infatuated with guitar. And you know, so when I got into his music, I also discovered kind of like, to me, like classic rock and blues guitar, Holy Trinity, Led Zeppelin, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Hendrix. But like, they have so many influences, and from interviews I was able to read and listen to, I went back to, you know, their influences and songs they would cover. I love Buddy Guy. I think Freddie King is my favorite King. I love Albert Collins. A lot of New Orleans funk is you know, influential to me and just music out of the state. And but you know, before that I had a cassette collection that my dad gifted to me when I was probably 8, and it was all his stuff from high school and an old briefcase, and it was a lot of Texas country, a lot of ZZ Top, classic rock, Willie Nelson, and
right.
So music.
Well, that's what I'm
know.
Thinking. Down in Texas, you've got mainly. I don't even want to say mainly. I don't know for sure because I'm not a Texan, but I would think mostly country down there, country music. So, I guess you just evolved into whatever. What you're doing now, I mean, based off everything you've listened to, and I mean, and other Texas musicians down there, Johnny Winter, Stevie Ray Vaughan, like you said, I mean, you know, these are Texas folks too. So it just, sometimes I think it's stupid to say, since you're Texas born and bred and, you know, homegrown, you would think you'd go country, but you went blues, which is somewhat similar to some degree.
Well, I was originally born, and my dad's side of the family is from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so that maybe makes the picture a little bit clearer because, you know, there's a distinct, you know, styles coming out of there. You know, I mean, I heard Zydeco growing up and stuff. But, you know, I mean, you, I say this about Steve Ray Vaughan and, you know, a lot of blues players, but on the countryside, you can't grow up without hearing country in Texas, whether
right.
you like it at first or not, you know. So, and, you know, I think that there's strong tie obviously between country and blues, you know, they say
yeah.
about the country, three chords and the truth, and I mean that couldn't be more similar to traditional blues.
Yeah. And you know, I watched a few of your videos, and are you always a three piece when you play out?
Yes, we are. Keep it
wow.
simple.
Very, very full sound too for three piece. I can't believe it. Really, really nice and tight. Oh, wow. How long you guys been playing together? You've been the same guys on all your records that you released?
Since, you know, the beginning of our, when we put out our first album, we've had some personnel changes, but I've had the drummer, Zach Grindle with me since our first album, in 2017. And, he's a great team player. I love the guy. And I remember the first time I, ever spoke to him on the phone when he was, looking for a gig, I just, you know, asked him his influences and he said, I like John Bonham, I hit the drums hard, and I just want to rock and roll. And I said, all right, you're hired. Sounds like
you're in.
Yeah. So we've been playing together almost 9 years now, and the bass player, Zachary Cox, I've known since middle school. We played in some bands in high school, and he joined the group about a year and a half ago. Now, what I love about him, I mean, I love him as a person, but as a player, and especially talking about being a three-piece, he's a guitarist first, or that was his first instrument. And I like that sensibility he brings to the group whenever we start arranging and jamming.
Nice, nice. And how old were you when you actually started playing or seriously playing when you were good?
Good is a funny thing when you're learning. But I guess I started at 11 was when I got my hands on a guitar.
Nice.
And from there, I started jamming with a friend of mine who's now our tour manager, Kyle Tomchester, and I would ride over on my bike and play in the garage with him for hours, you know. And that graduated to, like, crawfish boils and block parties, you know, before I was playing out live. And whenever in those early years I got to play with other people, that's when I learned my biggest lessons. You just, all your experience compounds and you're learning at in real time, accelerated rate. And that's why I fell in love with guitar and music and writing. I'm trying to sing because I wasn't a born singer. I had to work at that a little bit more. But whenever I start playing live, I became addicted to that, you know, and it's a separate thing almost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love your raspy voice too. And now, are you the main songwriter in the trio?
Yes. Yeah, usually
okay.
The songwriting happens where I bring in something that's mostly formed, some verses and choruses, and then we arrange as a group.
Yeah, seems to be the way to go, right? That's how it usually comes together. So now you're Burn the Ships. That got some pretty good height there on the Billboard Hot Seekers chart, number 5. And then Back to Blue just came out in July of 21. And what do you think was what do you think caught everybody for that Burn the Ships to hit number 5? What do you think was in there that grabbed everybody?
Well, I can't speak to what it definitely is. Well, I'm still very proud of that record. And, you know, when you listen to the whole thing, it jumps around in styles a lot. And there was some intention behind that, being the first full length one, we had these songs, and I wanted to see them come to fruition. But
right.
I also intentionally didn't want to do anything in one vein. And I kind of wanted to see what people reacted to. I wanted to not pigeonhole ourselves early on and just, you know, really kind of feed the exploration and experimentation we were doing at the time. And then with Back to Blue, I felt like we kind of, you know, took what we learned from releasing that and put it into something a little more concise stylistically.
Nice, nice. Now, Alive on a Wire was just released in February, and that one, I mean, it's got a great hook. To me, that's got a crossover, a little feel to it. I think that, you know, I don't want to classify that as blues. I hate to classify anything. You know, music's music. If it's good, it's good, you know? So, but I feel that has a little crossover potential.
I feel you on the classifying, but it's like music theory. It's just how we communicate about it.
Right.
You know, it's like how it makes us feel is the main thing. And to me, it is the most rock forward song of anything we're doing right now. But with the current collection of songs that we're prepping for release, it's still part of what we were doing on that first album is leaning into different styles, but, you know, finding a commonality in our tones and our arrangements that tie it all together.
Right, right. And your father, I mean, you too, but your father must have been, like, floored when you opened for Grand Funk. And, Jesus, I mean, how cool is that to play with Grand Funk?
No lie. Rock and roll royalty.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Robert – oh, my God, I'm crossing over Chris
Daughtry. You're thinking Robert Palmer?
No. I'm crossing Chris Daughtry with, oh, my God, what is his name?
Robert Gray.
Thank you. But, yeah, and then you stumbled onto Chris Daughtry. You worked with him, too. How cool is that? Man, you're really going places, my friend. This is great.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, both those shows were thanks to Glenn Smith, who's been very supportive of us here in Texas. He was Garth Brooks' promoter for 24 years, I want to say.
Yeah.
And you know, we're very thankful to him and his whole camp for giving us those opportunities. You always learn something when you play with, you know, acts that are just at that kind of level, you know, you just learn watching.
Yeah, and it can't hurt the people that you're working with behind the board, too. I mean, folks that have, you know, worked with you work with Patti LaBelle's engineer, Stevie Ray Vaughan, I mean, Etta James. I mean, that don't hurt either, you know, when you got somebody like that behind the board with you.
No, lie. I mean, it takes, you know, every time you have another mind, especially like the ones we've worked with specifically, Patti LaBelle and Stevie Ray Vaughan's engineer was Danny Jones, Back to Blue with. And, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because right now all of our songs that we're releasing, Alive on the Wire, we recorded here in my home in Houston, just in my living room, and we're taking a self-produced role to everything and just exploring and stuff. But all of our past releases have been with a producer in the room. And, you know, I love that way, and I love this iteration too for different reasons. Because it's just so great to have another set of ears that hasn't played the song a million times already.
Right. Right. Yeah, and someone who can finally say, that's enough, it sounds good. You know, we don't need that, we don't need this, so.
Yes. We have a very open, honest dialogue in the studio.
Right, because if it was up to you, you'd go on and on and on, and the song would never end. So, you know, I know how that is.
Exactly.
It's like, add this, we need to add this, you know.
Yeah, well, and that's really the trap. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's really the trap of what we're doing right now in self-producing at home. You know, we can recut. The luxury is we can sleep in on an idea and come back and recut drums if we really feel we need to. But
right.
I can also do 100 guitar solo takes if I choose to. But, you know, the way I view recordings is they're just a timestamp for where that song is, and it's a performance rather than, you know, you can sit and nitpick like you're saying all day long.
Right, right. Well. How do you like when you first started? You definitely didn't have the opportunity to work with what's out there now on the computer. How do you like working with that? Like you said, you're able to do it from home now. So, I mean, what a difference!
I mean, the accessibility has changed so much. I first started trying to write songs, I was working on like a 8-track recorder, a little Tascam. And so I was writing and demoing in that way from pretty early. And so whenever, you know, computers started changing and those programs are available, I think it's great for artists because, even aside from recording, just the fundamentals of being a working band still apply, even though CD sales have changed, streaming is a whole thing.
Everything.
I still think if an artist focuses on playing shows, you know, making their music the way they want to, and now they can, or
right.
it's a little bit more accessible, I think those things are tried and true, you know.
Right. Right. And what do you use? What program you use? What do you work with?
Logic. And I
Logic.
Will say it the transformation of the track doesn't happen without our mixing engineer, Sebastian Kier, who lives in Barranquilla, Colombia. And we've been working with him since 2016 on and off when he was in Austin. And he gets what we want so much to where that first mix he sends back, it's like a big sigh of relief because it's pretty on point for what we're looking for.
Excellent, excellent. So let's give the folks a taste of Back to Blue. Let's check that one out. This is Back to Blue, and this was on the Burn the Ships album or no?
The Back to Blue EP.
Yes, okay, I got it. I wasn't sure. All right, folks, Back to Blue, Clay Melton, check this one out. Play, please. Thank you.
When your heart's down on the ground, you don't know what else to do. When your heart's down on the ground, you love the left you of someone new. Unwind your mind, baby, you're back to blue. As your man left you high and dry, you don't know what else to do. Pour yourself some cheap red wine, blues. And I'm wild.
Nice. Now, who is that about? Because that, man, that was gut-wrenching. Who's that about?
Well, I was going through the end of a relationship.
No shit.
But
I can hear it all the way.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty clear from that front. But I remember writing it. It was beginning of 2020, right when the pandemic had just started. I just moved into my grandparents' house. Old house where I live now, they've since passed, and it was built in 73. My mom grew up here. I grew up coming here as a kid, and music stopped, the world stopped. Like I said, I was out of a relationship, and I was thinking about the music that I wanted to create going forward, having the time to reflect, and Back to Blue just felt like, come on, let's get back to what feels good just when you pick up the guitar and start playing, and Back to Blue came out. And,
it just flew.
Like
it just flows right out of you. But, yeah, I can hear it in your vocals. It's like, wow. It was a bad time, but great song comes from bad times sometimes, right? And I'm sorry about your grandparents. Sorry to hear about your grandparents.
I appreciate it.
Oh,
love
please.
Love them very much.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. And we all love them, right? So, but
of course.
Now, Alive on the Wire, I mean, what a different sound compared to Back to Blue. Wait till we play that, folks. Wait till you hear the different sound than that, which what great hook on that, and it sounds great. Now, Alive on the Wire, this is not an album. You're doing releases, or how is that working out?
Well, this year we're on the road more than we've ever been. Just recently signed with Hungry Ear Records, and
nice.
John, who set this up for us. And and so we're producing, like I said, here at my home in Houston. So all year we're on the road and off through probably September. So when we're off the road, we're continuing to work on the album. So I believe these songs are going to make it on the album, but I just wanted to get some music out, for everybody before we get on the road. And
yeah.
It's, a cool process, like I was saying, just doing this ourselves.
Right.
Because usually it's always been, you got 7 days or however many we could afford in the studio consecutively. And
right.
Like Burn the Ships, we did a song a day for 7 days and then tacked some on. And this is just different. So we really are taking the time to let the songs grow.
Right, right. Well, you could definitely hear it when we play it. You folks will hear it. And so Live on a Wire was released February 24th, and now you've got another single coming out, Runner, and that's coming out April 14th. Where can everybody get your music? Other than everywhere online. I mean, what about your site and everything? Let everybody know.
Yeah, we're on all the music things, but anything that tour dates, merch, music's all at claymelton.com. We have U.S. tour dates coming up. The East Coast this spring, and we're playing the Baton Rouge Blues Festival to kick it off in April. But we'll be up in New Jersey, your neck of the woods, in Teaneck, and also in the city.
Teaneck? Where in Teaneck?
You
don't know
musical.
Off the top of your head. You don't know off the top of your head. You got to look at it.
I only know the venue name. It'll be my
first
time.
What's the name of it?
Debonair Music Hall.
Oh, cool. And where in the city? Where in New York?
Iridium.
Oh, that's a big one. Iridium. That's a big one. That's a nice club.
It'll be an
nice.
Honor to play. Les Paul's like home club, And then we're playing Joe's house as well in Pauling. We're looking forward to that. I was a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
So
Iridium's a good
fun
place. Absolutely. Alive on the Wire. Anything behind that, or that just came out of you?
No, we wrote that coming off of our summer tour last year. We were supporting Dez Rocks out of New York City and the Bluestones out of Canada. And it was just a great tour, but it was, it was definitely a whirlwind. It was just go, go, go. And so because it was a smooth tour and we didn't have any road bumps like tours can have, we came off of it and just had this kind of energy, just about the late nights, the clubs, shows every night, the long drives. And so it's just about touring.
Absolutely. And you're doing a lot of it, and you've already done a lot of it, and you're only 27. My God, you've got a whole lifetime ahead of you to enjoy what you love to do. So that's just amazing. So real quick, let's get this one. I want everybody to hear it. It's fabulous. Alive on the Wire, folks. Check this out. Clay Melton. You're going to like this one. What a different – listen to the difference from Back to Blue. You're going to – great. Both are great, but check it out. major crossover. There you go. Man, that's anthem-esque. That's got an anthem feel.
It's a rocker for sure.
Yeah, that's a fun one to do, huh? You like playing that one, I'm sure.
Yeah, we kind of have to play it mid-set when people are warmed up. You know, that's usually when it goes over best. What we found.
Right, right. No, that's like you said, definitely a rocker. So now I got to ask you this. Anybody else in your family musically inclined, or are you the only talented one?
I'm definitely not the only talented one. But I have two sisters, and they're the brains for sure. I'm the kid playing guitar. But both my parents played piano when they were younger.
Nice.
They didn't play still whenever I was growing up. But they both loved music, you know, and shared it with me from a young age.
Yeah, so music was always in the house. So that's great. That's great. Now, how many guitars do you own? I got to ask you that. How many toys do you have?
Well, I just need one more.
Uh-oh. So, they say that every time. I just need one more.
Yeah, yeah, just that one. But, no, I think, you know, I'm having played for a long time, I'm always gear swapping and trading and love also vintage guitars. I think my probably guilty pleasure is the guitars I don't play live are these vintage arch top, like old silver tones and stuff like that, that, you know, that were cheap guitars back then, but still kind of have something special about them.
Yeah, well, they all have different sound. It's so weird that you can pick up, you could have 10 guitars and each one has a totally different feel, sound, everything about it. I mean, a musician would know. You know what I'm talking about. So,
oh, yeah, now, they got sold.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Runner, tell us about that. I know we're not playing that tonight, but is that more on the upbeat side, a little down? And I'm thinking that's a little upbeat with the title, but I could be wrong.
Definitely, yeah. It feels like we just ran a mile when we finished playing it. It's,
wow.
We put it out on our last our live album in 2022, and it was the first time, actually, that we had ever performed that song live, and we recorded it. And it was intentional because I've always loved, you know, artists that do an album. Then they do a live album, you can appreciate the, you know, the little nuances and differences. And so this is
right.
Kind of the flop of it. And when we toured that song last year, it was – by far at every concert, the one that people were excited about.
Nice.
And so I wanted to, you know, give it its justice and chance and do a studio version. And this one, like, it's definitely not a funk song, but I was specifically just influenced and kind of jamming some stuff by the Meters and the Neville Brothers.
Very
at the
nice.
Time. And that's kind of where the main riff came from. And
nice.
I love the way that both Zach Rindle and Zachary Cox play on this track. It speaks to what we were talking earlier, just about a trio having, you know, they have there's defined roles so it can all work, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen to Live on the Wire. That definitely doesn't sound like a three piece, but my God, you guys really, really can play. Just great. Now listen, you've opened for some big names. Who would you want to open for you? And what band what's your ultimate opening act that you would want to open for? So it's a two-parter.
Personally and selfishly, I love Buddy Guy.
Oh.
And it would just be an honor and a dream to get to jam with him. You know, he's a Louisiana boy too, and I've just always idolized him and his playing. But, you know, John Mayer is somebody that I think, you know, takes a lot of aspects and influences of guitar that I enjoy.
Where the hell's he been? Where's he been?
I don't know. I just saw he's on a solo acoustic tour.
You need to hook
in
up
arenas,
with him.
Which is a fun thing.
Yeah,
so,
you need to hook up with him.
Yeah, I think he's so tasteful. And, you know, he can just take those aspects that I love in guitar playing, but put them in around a great, a well-written song.
That's why I'm thinking, yeah, the two of you need to hook up. I'm feeling what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. You know,
I'm ready.
So,
to
yeah. Call me. Call me, John. Now, if you were to do an ultimate guess remake, what would that be?
Like a cover?
Yeah.
Got you. Let's see. It's kind of, you know, we did Jesus Just Left Chicago, and my idea there was I was always loved the way that transition from Wait for the Bus into that song. It always made me excited, and I wanted to do a rocked up version of it. We do a version of Fever that I really enjoy because it's different. We kind of like in the middle break into this jazz, like walking bass line, and just kind of get experimental with it. You know, the way I feel about covers is, yeah, if you're going to do it similar to the original, then really nail it, you know, like the original. Or, you know, do your own way and
tear it up.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell when somebody's captured, like, the main idea and the performance of the original song and made it their own versus, you know, trying to do what somebody else does.
Right, instead of a karaoke version or whatever, you know. You want to definitely spice it up and make it Clay Melton's, not, you know, Stevie Ray, or you know what I mean? So you want to make it your style. So, but, well, Clay, my God, when is the – where? I guess obviously they could go to your website and see your tour. I mean, I can't thank you enough for hanging out tonight because your schedule, I mean, you're so busy. How did you find time to talk to me tonight? How come you're not working tonight? I mean, you're constantly out.
Well, we love our radio folks, so we always make time.
Nice, nice. So where's the next gig after tonight?
We are kicking back off on the road April 23rd at the Baton Rouge Blues Fest, and then we're heading up the East Coast, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts.
T-neck.
Yeah, all the way through.
T-neck.
You know, I was wondering if I was saying it right.
Yes, you
so
were.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. T-neck, and then the Iridium. That's going to be a great show. Oh my God, that place is phenomenal. Yeah, you're going to love it there. Yeah. So, folks, if you want to get exact tour dates and clubs where they'll be and the venues, go to claymelton.com and check it out. And also go to YouTube and watch the video Back to Blue, and even Alive on a Wire. Is that on YouTube? Is that there yet?
We're on YouTube Music, but we're actually putting together a music video for it right now.
Yeah, because I didn't think I saw that one. I saw another one. Oh, God. When is this one from? I saw, what was it? Say That You Love Me. How old is that? That's on YouTube.
That
I saw that one.
Yeah, that was on the Back to Blue EP. And
oh, okay.
That was fun. It was interesting because we shot it during the pandemic, kind of at the end of it, and we shot it in an empty venue because we wanted to do it live as well and do it on a stage. So it was a fun project.
Very nice. Well, why don't we share that with everybody so they can see what you're talking about? This is Say That You Love Me. Check it out. Clay Melton. Girl, got me acting like a fool. gotta stop lying to me. You are not blues, man. You're busting out rock here. What's happening?
I'll never tell anybody we're a strictly blues band.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Wow, that was nice too. What a kicker. Wow. Damn. Love that bass in there too. Do you only play guitar or you play other instruments?
I can play bass. Harley can play drums. A little bit of piano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's some keys in Back to Blue, right? There was keys in that, I think there was. If I can, an organ, right? Was there organ in there?
Yeah, and that was done by Billy Justineau, who Brothers Osborne, a band out of Nashville. And he's just, I mean, he's a maniac on those keys.
Yeah, I meant to mention that before. I was going to ask you who was playing because I thought I heard it in there. But we moved on, and now this one's in my head now. Nice, nice. I like it, like it, like it, like it. I love it. I'm loving it, Clay Milton. I'm loving it. And I can't say thank you enough for hanging out with me tonight. I hope you don't mind that I played so much music, but I just love it. So I have to share it with everybody, and I hope they love it too, which there's no reason why they wouldn't. And no, you are definitely not. I'm doing quotes here, a blues band. You are much more than that. You are a true musician, sir. And you're only 27. Wow. I can't imagine what more you're going to give us. Oh my goodness. Guys, go to www.claymelton.com, CLAYMELTON, and find out the tour dates. Go online, stream his music. My God, Alive on the Wire is great. Even this one I love. Was that live? Say That You Love Me?
Yep.
Wow. Damn, you guys are tight. Damn. Wow. That was fantastic. Say That You Love Me, Back to Blue, and just so much more, so much more. So April 14th, we're looking forward to hearing Runner. I can't wait to check that out. And anything you want to add, Clay, for anybody out there?
Well, I mean, I just want to say thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure talking with you. And
thank
we'll be
you.
On the road through August. And so if you want to come catch a show, we're live rock and roll and blues, and all our tickets, like you said, are at claymelton.com/tour.
Nice, nice. And are those shows on a weekend or during a weeknight, off the top of your head? Usually
both.
Do weekends. Both?
Yeah.
No, because if I'm going to make anything, it'll be on a weekend, you know? That's why I'm asking, for me.
100%. I think Debonair might be on a Friday.
That's it okay. Is. I might be able to handle that because I'd love to come out and check you out. Oh, my God. I'd love to hang out and hear you sound like the record. Holy shit. Unbelievable. Fantastic. Clay, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it tonight. Your music was fantastic, and can't wait to hear Runner. And maybe I'll bump into you either in T-Neck or at Iridium.
Yeah, come on down. I'll hook you up with tickets. We're down there on May 5th. Thanks a lot.
You got it. All right. Listen, everybody, Clay Milton. Clay, thank you so much. Take care. Thank you so much. And you come back anytime you want. You got some new music. Let's share it.
Well, thank you much. Cheers.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you. Take care, everybody. Clay Milton. Thank you, Clay. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm telling you, blues musician, no. That's why I said he's got crossovers there. It's not even crossovers. That's flat-out rock to me. But, you know, you got the bluesy and the doom doom with the bass line. But, oh, man, great stuff. Great. Young guy, too. Oh, my God, 27. He's been playing forever already. Could you imagine the music he's going to bring us for the next 40 years? And just amazing. And I say 40 years because we are going oldies tomorrow and Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday. We got a triple header this week, guys. Back to back, back to back. So tomorrow night, the wonderful Joey D, the kindest guy you ever want to meet, Joey D from Joey D and the Starlighters. We're going to be hanging out with him. We got Peppermint Twist and a bunch of other stuff we're going to talk about and find out where you can catch him. That's on the 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on the 23rd, we've got another great musician, Mr. Kenny Vance from Jay and the Americans. We've got a lot of great stuff, doo-wop stuff. Kenny's like a doo-wop king. So, and also we're going to talk about the new movie that he's, I believe he produced it. And I know it's his footage for sure, but I know he did this movie. I just don't know in regards to credits. We'll find out for sure. I believe he's 100% behind the whole thing, producer, everything. So, yeah, great story behind it, too. You know, he's been, was do well. I'm going to let him tell you, obviously, but he's been singing forever. And that's why I said, when I say Clay for the next 40 years, he's 27. Joey D and Kenny, they have been doing this forever. I mean, these guys, and they still sound fabulous, and I love these shows. I love talking to them, and we're going to have a great time. But anyway, the movie is called Heart and Soul, and it's footage that Kenny shot while he was performing as a younger singer at the time, and he had this footage. And over here on the East Coast, we had Hurricane Sandy, I don't even know how many years ago, definitely over 10, I'm guessing. I don't know the exact year, I apologize. And anyway, Kenny was affected, unfortunately, and he went back to his house. It was gone, and but there was one portion that was there, and it was his office. And in his office was all this footage that could have been lost forever. So just great stuff, and it's called Heart and Soul is the name of the movie. And we're going to probably play a few songs, and also he's with the Planetones now, and they're performing. And, of course, Joey D, and I'm pretty sure – Joey D's performing out here in Jersey very soon. There's a oldie show, a doo-wop show coming up. I don't know if Kenny will be at that one too, but we'll find out. So anyway, I hope you guys had a good time tonight. I surely did. I love good music, and man, Clay has got it. He's happening. Damn, claymelton.com, folks. Check it out. April 14th, the next single, Runner, will be out. And if it sounds anything like the last two that we heard, Alive on a Wire and Say That You Love Me, I mean, just powerhouse on those. So great stuff coming up for you guys. And then on the 26th, Christine Wiltshire from Musique will be on with us, and we're already booked up for April, and we've got some great stuff. Michelle's coming back as well. I know you guys love when we have a psychic on, so Michelle's going to join us. I believe she may join us once a month. I have to give her a call, actually, but she will be back in April, and we'll do a Sunday at an earlier time. But we got some great guests coming up for you in April, so stick around and find out, and go to our website. April's not updated yet, but it will be probably by the end of this week. So not the weekend. We don't do anything on the weekend to the site. So I would guess by next week you'll see who's up there. So, and there's just so many to mention right now. And I feel tired. I don't know why. But I'm going to have to log off. So I'm sorry to share that with you, but I'm feeling pretty tired right now. But anyway, real quick. Again, Clay Melton, claymelton.com. If you dug what you heard tonight, you're going to really dig what he's got on his website. He's got music there that you can listen to and stream, download. And April 14th, again, Runner will be coming out. And we heard tonight, Back to Blue, we heard Alive on a Wire and Say That You Love Me. And great, great stuff, great stuff. So I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great night, everybody. We will see you tomorrow. And let's close out with, that's too mellow. Let's do it again. Alive on a Wire, Clay Melton. Take care, everybody. Thank you, Clay. And we will see you tomorrow with Joey D from Joey D and the Starlighters, Peppermint Twist. Hasta pasta, folks. See ya. Out.